KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's check sports this morning as college basketball saw Northern Iowa outscore UNLV 16-7 last night in overtime to beat the Runnin' Rebels 77-68 in Cedar Falls. Bennett Cook had a career high of 30 points in the win, while Clint Carlson chipped in with 23.
You know, it feels good to be able to score the ball, like I did tonight. And obviously, I've never taken 22 shots before, I don't think, ever in my life. And I didn't really notice I was. I was just trying to be aggressive and make plays. And honestly, the most important thing was, though, we came out with the win.
That is Bennett Cook, who added 7 rebounds and also had 3 steals as UNI improves to 6-2.
Number 44, McCoy, the coaches were telling me that he was a great player. People are talking about how he's going to be a lottery pick, so I wanted to go out there and show. I wanted to go out there and see, you know, how I could play against an NBA level player. So just wanted to go out there, play my game, be confident, and I think I did all right.
Cook says defense was the key as the Panthers struggled in the second half, making only 10 of 28 shots. They were only 2 of 14 from three-point range in the entire game.
Earlier in the season, our offense kind of struggled a little bit, but we like to focus on our defense. So when you said, you know, we had that little bit of a lull, all of us knew that now it's going to come down to our defense. And I think we did pretty well. I'm really proud of how the guys performed.
Again, the Panthers 6-2 on the season after that victory last night. Also, in men's college hoops, Omaha opened its home portion of the season with its first win of the year, holding off Drake 75-73 last night. Zach Jackson scored 17 points, and Daniel Norrell added 16 for the Mavericks, who made half of their shots for the game and 10 of 25 from the arc. Norrell hit 4 triples, while K.J. Robinson sank 3. Drake had 5 players score in double figures, led by 13 points from Nick McGlynn and Graham Woodward. Reed Timmer scored 12 points for the Bulldogs. And 2 others were in double digits. Drake, though, falls to 4-2 now on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Marvin Bagley III finished with 23 points and 10 rebounds, while Grayson Allen added 21 points to help number 1 Duke get past pesky Indiana 91-81 Wednesday night as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. It sure wasn't easy for the Blue Devils, who needed a late 17-4 spurt to finally pull away for their first true road win of the season. Wendell Carter Jr. had 18 points and 12 rebounds. Duke turned what had been a back-and-forth game with a 10-4 spurt to close the first half, taking a 42-38 lead. When the Blue Devils jumped out to a 52-42 lead just 94 seconds into the second half, it looked like they'd pull away. Instead, the Hoosiers charged back with 7 straight points to make it interesting. Elsewhere in top 25 action, number 10 Miami passed their first test of the season, taking the Minnesota big men out of their element around the basket. DeJuan Hewell had to work hard for his 15 second-half points, but all of those screens he came up to set paid off down the stretch, as Hewell scored 23 points in 27 minutes, and Bruce Brown Jr. added 16 points and 9 rebounds, helping the Hurricanes beat number 12 Minnesota 86-81 in that Big Ten ACC Challenge. Also in the challenge, Luke May scored 27 points, and number 13 North Carolina shot 55% as they beat Michigan 86-71 last night. Also, top 25 college men's hoops last evening, number 15 Gonzaga beat Incarnate Word 103-68. Also, it was number 24 Alabama, a come-from-behind 77-74 win over Louisiana Tech. Vladimir Brodzianski scored 22 points as number 23 TCU extended the nation's longest winning streak to 12 games with an 87-76 win against Belmont. And also number 4 Villanova routed Penn 90-62 in action last night. In women's college hoops, Shaquayla Thomas scored 17 of her 31 points in the fourth quarter as Florida State erased a 12-point fourth-quarter deficit, and they beat Iowa 94-93 as part of the Big Ten ACC Women's Challenge. Megan Gustafson led Iowa with 34 points, making 15 of 18 field goals for the game. Gustafson scored 6 points in an 8-0 run to end the third quarter, and then scored the first 4 of the fourth quarter to put Iowa up 75-63. Florida State responded with a 15-2 run to go up 80-79 with 3:13 left. Gustafson tied the game with a pair of free throws with 48 seconds left, but the Seminoles scored 6 of the next 7. Iowa hit a triple at the buzzer for the final margin. Gustafson's double-double streak ended as she had just 9 rebounds. Alexis Selvian and Tania Davis had 14 points each, while Kathleen Doyle had 13 and Chase Coley 10. For the Hawkeyes last night. In NFL news, the co-owner of the New York Giants says there was probably a better way for the team to handle the benching of two-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning after 13 seasons. Speaking for the first time since coach Ben McAdoo announced Tuesday that Geno Smith would start against Oakland, John Mara said Wednesday that he made a couple of mistakes in handling the situation, not being at the team's headquarters Tuesday when Manning was devastated by the decision, topped that list. Also around the league, quarterback Jay Cutler is out of concussion protocol and will start when the Miami Dolphins try to break a five-game losing streak Sunday against Denver. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady sat out practice Wednesday with what the team says is an Achilles tendon injury. The 40-year-old missed one practice last week prior to the Patriots' win over Miami with the same Achilles injury. Falcons running back Devontae Freeman, the league's highest-paid running back, has cleared the concussion protocol after missing two games, and he could return for Sunday's game against the Minnesota Vikings. The New York Giants have placed cornerback Janoris Jenkins on injured reserve so he can have ankle surgery. The Chicago Bears are bringing back linebacker Lamar Houston, claiming him off waivers from the Houston Texans. In college football news, number 7 Miami has taken another big injury hit, losing wide receiver Amon Richards for the remainder of the season after he injured his left knee in practice on Wednesday. Richards has a meniscus injury. That news came less than a week after the Hurricanes, who are 10-1, lost starting tight end Christopher Herndon IV also to a season-ending knee injury. Miami plays number 1 Clemson in Saturday's Atlantic Coast Conference championship game. Also in college football news, Mississippi State has hired Penn State offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead as their head football coach. The 44-year-old Moorhead replaces Dan Mullen, who left after 9 seasons, to become the Florida Gators head coach on Sunday. A person with direct knowledge of the decision says Oregon State has hired Washington co-offensive coordinator Jonathan Smith to be its new head coach. Smith is a former Beavers quarterback who has been working as the quarterback's coach for Chris Peterson since 2012. Well, division champions Ohio State and Wisconsin have 4 players each on the coach's All-Big Ten first team for offense. The conference announced the offensive honorees on Wednesday. Postseason individual awards will be announced today. East champion Ohio State has quarterback T.J. Barrett, guard Michael Jordan, center Billy Price, and tackle Jamarco Jones on the first team. West champion Wisconsin has running back Jonathan Taylor, tight end Troy Fumagalli, tackle Michael Dieter, and guard Bo Benschwazel on the team. Also named first team were Penn State running back Saquon Barkley, Indiana receiver Simi Cobbs, and Maryland receiver D.J. Moore. Iowa has 3 players named as all-conference selections. Sean Welsh, the offensive guard, heads the second team. Also on the third team, Akram Wadley, a running back, and Noah Fant, a tight end. In baseball news, former Seattle Mariners second baseman Brett Boone caused a stir on social media by making light of sexual harassment in a message to a reporter. Seattle PI.com reporter Stephen Cohen wrote Wednesday that after he tweeted about his disappointment in the allegations against radio host Garrison Keillor, Boone sent him a direct message on Twitter. Boone wrote that he got sexually harassed twice today, once when the Starbucks girl smiled at him, and when a woman at a drugstore flirted with him. Boone further joked that he was getting a lawyer and that that behavior was unacceptable. Boone said he was tired of people being offended and that the reporter should go back to his politically correct world. Also in baseball news, Carlos Beltran is interviewed to become manager of the New York Yankees 4 weeks after the final game of his 20-year Major League career. The 40-year-old Beltran was a 9-time All-Star and played for the Yankees from 2014 to 2016. The Toronto Blue Jays plan to honor the life and career of former star Roy Halladay in a ceremony before their season opener against the New York Yankees on March 29th. Halladay died November 7th at the age of 40. When the private plane he was piloting crashed into the Gulf of Mexico off of the coast of Florida. And in the middle of winter, how about a little golf news? Sergio Garcia withstood 2 rain delays at Royal Pines for a 5-under 67 in the clubhouse lead at the Australian PGA Championship. The Masters champion, starting on the 10th hole Thursday in the same 6:10 a.m. group as Adam Scott, had 3 birdies over the final 7 holes. Australians Ryan Gibson, Greg Chalmers, and Stephen Dartnall shot 68s with most of the morning rounds completed. Scott, playing with a long-handled putter, was 1 over through 16 holes before making birdie on his final 2 to shoot a 71. Scott used a broomstick putter when he won the Masters in 2013, but switched to a short putter after a ban on anchoring the putter against the body began in 2016. Mark Leishman and defending champion Harold Varner III have afternoon starts in Australia. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.